This is Tom Arms with LookAdNews.com's World Report for the week beginning 12th of December. LookAd broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. On Thursday, President-elect Donald Trump unveils his plans to separate himself from his multi-billion dollar business so, as he puts it, he can concentrate on making America great again. Earlier in the week, Mr. Trump continues annoying the Chinese by meeting the exiled Tibetan leader, the Dalai Lama. On Monday, the EU foreign ministers meet in Brussels to sign a political cooperation agreement with Cuba and with Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos, who is on a tour of Europe after being awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. Later in the week, on Tuesday, the European Parliament awards its Sakharov Prize to Lamia Al-Bashar and Nadia Murad, who escaped from ISIS sex slavery. On Thursday, EU heads of government hold another special summit. The top topics on the agenda are the Turkish threat to release immigrants, Brexit, the Italian referendum vote, EU-Russian relations, and relations with Ukraine after a Dutch referendum rejected closer relations with that country. Russian President Vladimir Putin visits Japan next Thursday, and it is hoped that he will sign a deal ending the long-running dispute over the Kuril Islands. Also in Japan, 350 Japanese troops leave for South Sudan, where they will join the UN peacekeeping force there. Back to Monday, when New Zealand's ruling National Party elects a new leader and prime minister. And on Tuesday, the World Health Organization publishes its annual malaria report. And finally, a handwritten J.K. Rowling one-off Harry Potter spin-off, Tales of Beedle the Bard, goes under the auction hammer in London next Tuesday. It is expected to fetch $600,000. And that was next week's news today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for LookAdNews.com's expanded world analysis. This is Tom Arms with LookAdNews.com's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 12th of December. LookAd broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Will Donald Trump continue to run his business from the White House? Will his family run the business for him? Will he, like previous presidents, put his business into a blind trust to ensure that there's no conflict of interest? The president-elect says that all will be revealed in a press conference next Thursday, but the issue is likely to dog President Trump for some time. Cuba and China are also high on the Trump agenda. So far, he has annoyed Beijing with his phone conversation with the Taiwanese president and tweets about the South China Sea and currency manipulation. Next week, he will add to the list by meeting exiled Tibetan leader the Dalai Lama. As for Cuba, Trump has threatened to reverse Obama's improved relations policy, but the Europeans are plowing ahead by signing a political cooperation agreement with Havana. According to the European Commission, the deal aims to promote sustainable development, democracy, and human rights in Cuba. The Sakharov Prize, presented by the European Parliament, is the world's top human rights award. Next Tuesday, it will be awarded to Lamia Al-Bashar and Nadia Murad, who escaped from ISIS-imposed sex slavery and risked international humiliation to tell their story to the world. There's another special EU Heads of Government summit as Europe faces crisis after crisis. This summit will focus on the aftermath of the referendum vote in Italy and the possibility of loosening financial regulations to aid Italian banks. Also on the agenda is relations with Ukraine and Russia following Russian military gains in Syria and the Dutch refusal to allow closer EU-Ukrainian relations. And finally, recent threats from Turkey are forcing the EU to stay heavily focused on the immigration problem. Around 400,000 people a year die from malaria, most of them children under five. Next week, the World Health Organization publishes its annual World Malaria Report and is expected to report significant success in combating the disease. But the London-based Malaria Consortium has warned that, ironically, international success in combating the disease means that donor governments are cutting back funds, raising the possibility that the disease could bounce back with a vengeance. The Kuril Islands at the northern end of the Japanese archipelago were grabbed by the old Soviet Union at the end of World War II. Japan has been demanding them back ever since. On Thursday and Friday next week, Russian President Vladimir Putin flies to Tokyo amid reports that he and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will sign a deal over the disputed islands. And that was next week's news today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.